Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price, Pensacola Right Now. Thank you so much for having us on, everybody. We do appreciate it. Halloween night, be extra careful. It's now starting to get dark out there. There'll be a lot of folks on the streets. Hey, coming up, I'm going to do it about 6:45 tonight. We're going to talk about some of the cost associated with Halloween this year. Paying more for the candies or more for the costumes. We'll kind of break it out for you and let you know exactly how the money is being spent and what you can expect in terms of being hit up when your monthly bill come in off your credit cards.
Being hit up, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Also, just want to dive right in here with this. A fifth Wawa store in Escambia County now being given the green light for construction. The planned Pensacola Boulevard location was given approval by the Development Review Committee this week. And Wawa is planning five stores across Escambia County, along with two in Santa Rosa. And of Escambia's five, one will be in Ferry Pass, one in Southwest Pensacola, two in Northwest Pensacola, and one in Central Pensacola.
Okay, here's a perfect example. And, you know, we say it all the time, especially during the summer months. We say it all the time, do not leave pets or children in hot cars.
Yeah.
Bottom line, sad story to pass on to you. A canine with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office in Alabama is dead. The dog was left at a vehicle after the deputy finished a night shift, forgot about the canine officer. The deputy has been fired, and officials confirm the case is headed to a grand jury for further review. The Sheriff's Office did not identify the deputy or the canine involved. Sad case.
Yeah, I mean, it is. This is just terrible. And Florida lawmakers are part of a bipartisan effort to help the state's farmers rebuild from the recent storms. Senator Marco Rubio announced yesterday that he, Congressman Scott Franklin, and other lawmakers from both parties sent a letter to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. They're asking him to declare a federal agriculture disaster from Hurricanes Helene and Milton. And the lawmakers estimate that the total amount of crops and infrastructure lost in Florida could be as much as $2.5 billion.
Let me just try to come back here and bring a story in, a statewide story that really affects everybody, not wherever you are in the state of Florida. Only days, of course, remaining for early voting. Nearly 5.7 million Floridians have cast ballots for this year's election. Now, as of this afternoon, 700,000 more voters have taken advantage of the vote by mail and voting early this year. Republicans outnumber Democrats 1.7 million to 904,000 in early voting. Democrats hold a slim margin over Republicans with the in-mail ballots. Now, election security, another topic that we have to address. It's the big elephant in the room here. Security is front and center now that the presidential campaign is in its final days. And Fox's Kevin Uriski has more with this trending story.
Securing America.
The director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Jen Easterly, spoke about election security during a discussion with the Washington Post Wednesday, where she admitted
the threat environment has never been so complex,
and that much of the threat comes from foreign adversaries like Russia and Iran to undermine American confidence in our elections and pit Americans against each other through disinformation. Their methods?
Create fake personas and fake websites and spew their propaganda.
Easterly does say there is some good news. Because the election is run state by state, no two systems are the same, meaning it's harder to affect the entire process. She also asks Americans to be vigilant because
we cannot allow our foreign adversaries to have a vote in our democracy.
She says any criminal behavior will be investigated and those responsible held accountable. Kevin Uriski, Fox News.
6:15, News Radio 92.3. I want to just kind of add this on just to really tie that story in. I'm going to bring it in locally, if you don't mind. Early votes in Escambia County. Here's your numbers. 48,479 Republicans, 26,167 Democrats, 12,808 independent voters. Tappy Villain, our good friend over in Santa Rosa County, Supervisor of Elections, is reporting 44,692 Republicans, 10,182 Democrats, and 9,111 independent get voters.
All righty, 6:15 here, just in time for our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Great American RV Superstores. Adventure seekers and road trip enthusiasts, head to Great American RV Superstores today. Thousands of top brand motorhomes and towables ready for delivery and priced to sell. You can visit greatamericanrv.com. Looking at the roads here, very happy to tell you that there's only a couple spots giving us issues at this time. Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, and just a little bit of issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, it's 76 degrees, partly cloudy out there. Tonight's low is 71, and as we get into tomorrow, it's going to be another sunny, partly cloudy day, high of 82, low of 66.
Okay, we do know in 3 days the best of the SEC women's soccer returns to Ashton-Brosnahan. 12 nationally ranked soccer teams will be competing for the conference title. They do this November 3rd through 10th. But if you are really a women's soccer aficionado, I'm not through with you yet. No, the Sun Belt Conference over in Foley for the third consecutive year, Sun Belt Conference championships have returned to that area. The cross-country championships begin tomorrow at Graham Creek Nature Preserve. Now, starting next week, the Women's Soccer Championship returns. Their dates, November 4th through November 9th, with an eight-team direct elimination bracket. And then the SBC's top 10 volleyball teams back in action from November 21st through November 24th. A lot of sports activity. One thing I can really stress, support it.
Yeah.
Go out there and support these ladies, and they are some awesome soccer players. I'm going to tell you, I've been to the tournament for 3 years now, and it is amazing the talent that is here, not only with the SEC now, with the Sun Belt Conference as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I haven't been to the SEC tournaments. I've been to the Sun Belt basketball tournaments, and yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Class acts.
Oh, for sure. Also, Rick Scott donating part of his salary to 3 museums in South Florida. Senator Scott announced yesterday that he and his wife are donating part of the salary to the American Museum of the Cuban Diaspora, the Bay of Pigs Museum and Library, and the Hialeah Gardens Museum, honoring Assault Brigade 2506. Scott says that these great museums work to honor those who have fought for democracy and freedom for the Cuban people, and he adds that he and his wife proudly share and support the museum's commitment to shining a light on freedom and ensuring Americans know the true dangers of socialism and communism.
Okay, 6:18 News Radio 92.3. You know, we're seeing financial reports about, okay, inflation starting to cool somewhat. Some of the prices are good, but we're still seeing outrageous cost at the grocery markets, for instance. The price of groceries is just skyrocketing. Well, a lot of these folks that own these companies, they really do not want to cut employees. It's something kind of out of their control. But there is a report suggesting employers are definitely reluctant to cut staff. And Fox's Jenny Casolo has more on this trending story.
New claims for unemployment benefits declined last week, down 12,000 to 216,000. Economists were expecting a slight increase. It's the third weekly decline in the number of claims, which are now at the lowest level since May. Also, the number of people remaining on unemployment also fell by 26,000 to 1.86 million. Claims jumped to 260,000 in early October, reflecting disruptions caused by Hurricane Helene, but are now at levels that indicate the job market is holding up. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
All righty, 6:19 here. We'll take a quick break. But when we return, a lawsuit over Elon Musk's $1 million giveaway for registered voters being put on hold. The details behind why and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
This is Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House. I've served our country in the Army, served our community as an involved parent in our schools, and now as your state representative. All of these roles I've done because of my faith in our Lord and the following words, be a servant to others. I do find it rewarding working side by side with many area and state leaders and getting things accomplished for us. That's why I'm asking for you to vote Michelle Salzman so I can continue to serve you. paid by Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked about a lot of things, including the Super Delta flyover, the World Series being resolved, some Trump back and forth with the garbage incident, but also Mike Wood from PPD told us an amazing story of police officers not shooting somebody who came to the door with a gun and pointed it at them and eventually was able to get that person disarmed with verbal commands. Amazing story of restraint by PPD. And thank God everybody's okay. You can check out the podcast at newsradio923.com.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group Commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
5 days left until the general election. Be sure to listen to News Radio 92.3 for your election coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Can't stop addicted to the shindig. News Radio 92.3, Red Hot Chili Peppers. That should wake you up. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, Pensacola Right Now, and thank you so much for having us on. We do appreciate that. Austin, what anything happening in your world today?
Well, not much going on in mine. Got some Halloween festivities planned for when I get home. But I will say that I do have some info for you on the roads here. Not too much going on if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards Blue Angel Parkway. Got some issues there. And maybe a little bit on Pine Forest Road and Gulf Breeze Parkway, but it's not too severe. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 66. It's going to be a sunny, partly cloudy day.
Okay, I mentioned to you just a few moments ago, coming up tomorrow afternoon at 5:12. We're very excited about this. We got a guy on, not a guy, but director of communications, director of competition. They just texted me this information a minute ago. And his name's Marcus Bishop. And we're going to be talking to him about the SEC Women's Championships coming up, starting the 3rd, going through the 10th out at Ashton-Brosnahan. Tickets available right now, PensacolaSports.org. But we'll talk about the 12 teams that will be in Pensacola, and all about the competition and how those teams are seeded for the tournament. But more so, kind of give you an update on the SEC's position.
Yeah,
they do a quality story. I mean, this whole series. I did it for 3 years now, and I encourage, especially if you have maybe a young daughter or something like that. You know, it doesn't have to be a daughter; it could be a son, whatever. You're going to see some excellent, excellent soccer on a level that really you probably haven't seen before. So go out there and check it out. Ashton-Brosnahan. It's coming up on the 3rd.
All right. He hinted at this before the break. The lawsuit over Elon Musk's $1 million giveaway for registered voters, it's being put on hold. A Pennsylvania judge said that he would not move forward with the lawsuit while a federal court decides if it will take up the case. Musk's Political Action Committee, or PAC, has vowed to award $1 million every day until the election to a registered voter in swing states who sign a petition that pledge support for free speech and the Second Amendment.
Wouldn't you just love to open up your bank account one day and look there and say somebody dumped $1 million in your account?
Yes, I would love that. I mean, and honestly, and this is probably what upsets some people, regardless of my political views, regardless of how right-leaning or left-leaning I was, dude. I would sign a petition. Yeah, sure, man, whatever. You know what I mean?
Like, make sure you have my routing number.
I don't know what you're talking about, but $1 million makes me love it.
Okay, well, we're talking election, voting, things like that. Of course, the mail-in, the early voting going on here. Did you know, though, that active military members are eligible to vote absentee? Is folks confused about this, but Fox's Jennifer Griffin has more from the Pentagon.
Military matters.
Nearly 3 million U.S. citizens living abroad can vote absentee, including members of America's military. About three-quarters of the 1.3 million active-duty military members are eligible to vote absentee because they're stationed away from their voting residence. Their right to vote is protected by the Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act of 1986. Federal law requires ballots be sent to registered voters at least 45 days before a federal election, meaning ballots for this upcoming election were sent in September. Nevada, which is a swing state, allows military absentee voters to use email, fax, and the state's online absentee voting system to register to vote, request their ballot, and return their voted ballot all on November 5th. U.S. military service members stationed abroad have to update their voter registration and explicitly request an absentee ballot, potentially every year. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
628 News Radio 92.3. I just want to kind of throw that in while she's talking about all of these opportunities for military voting. What happens if you cast your vote, then you change your mind? Do you have any options? Nearly every state, including Florida, basically say once you have sent in your vote by mail or cast your vote at an early voting site, it's a done deal. Can't change it. No ticket, no washi, man. It's not going to happen.
All right.
Well, that's interesting stuff.
Yeah, you know, I've got something else that's interesting because it kind of highlights a bigger issue that you'll hear about on social media from time to time. A teenager facing charges in connection with an incident that happened at a haunted house in Ohio. On October 19th, scare actors at the Joe Boo Evil Events, Evil Unleashed attraction, they reported that a 17-year-old boy threatened them with a knife. Police arrived and took the teenager into custody, and he told officers that he did not plan to hurt anyone but just got scared. No injuries were reported. Here's the dealio. What the heck do you think is going to happen in a haunted house? You're supposed to get scared, man. What do you think they're actually going to do, attack you and kill you? Where is the disconnect in your neurons between saying, let's go in there, and when they actually approach you? And you also hear about people saying things that are inappropriate or trying to flirt with these people. It's like, come on, man. They're actors. They're doing their job. Just go in there, go, ooh, ah, and get the heck out.
I went to the Universal Resort Halloween week. They do these Halloween things down there.
Yeah, they do them everywhere.
Amazing. I mean, just absolutely amazing. But I'll tell you what, the last year I went, because of COVID, they put plastic in front of the characters. So they couldn't jump out at you or think, and it was stupid. It was, what did I just spend $1,000 for on this crazy stuff?
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer.
All right.
Kind of sucks the immersiveness out of it.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Foo Foo Festival underway today through the 11th. Venues across the area, 12 days of theater, music, film, and, of course, visual arts.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Vice President Kamala Harris rallying with supporters in Phoenix, Arizona today, with Election Day on Tuesday, promising to cut taxes and reduce prices.
I will give a middle-class tax cut to over 100 million Americans. I will enact the first ever federal ban on corporate price gouging on groceries.
Harris also telling the crowd that it's time to turn the page on Trump to a new generation of leaders. Former President Trump visiting a non-battleground state today, New Mexico, where he focused on illegal immigration and the southern border.
The day I take the oath of office, the migrant invasion ends and the restoration of our country begins.
And Trump also making stops in the battleground states of Arizona and Nevada. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Bristol Myers Squibb today reporting third quarter earnings and revenue that surpassed Wall Street expectation thanks to its blockbuster blood thinner, Eliquis. The pharmaceutical giant also raising its full-year revenue guidance, expecting sales to increase by roughly 5%. On Wall Street today, stocks finished the session lower, with the Dow dropping 378 points, the S&P off 108, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ falling more than 512 points. Boeing's more than seven-week machinist strike is set to hit Friday's U.S. jobs report, the last one that will be released before Tuesday's presidential election and the Federal Reserve's meeting later that week. Some 44,000 U.S. workers were on strike when the Labor Department conducted its survey mid-October. Roughly 33,000 of those are Boeing machinists. U.S. crude oil futures for December under $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gale, but the Sports Minute sponsored by Wendy's Any Size Soft Drink for a buck. Blake Trinan already worked 1 2/3 of an inning in Game 5 of the World Series. And when Dave Roberts saw a man on first and second with one out, he walked out of the dugout, and we all expected the Dodgers manager to pull his reliever. Instead, Roberts talked to Blake and went in a character by keeping him in the game. Trinan got out of the jam and rewarded Roberts for finally trusting his gut. Now the Dodgers can once again call themselves World Series champions. I'm Zach Gale.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at CheckEthos.com. That's CheckEthos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
Mike Norvell and the Florida State Seminoles host the North Carolina Tar Heels Saturday afternoon for an ACC matchup on the Seminoles Sports Network.
FSU takes on North Carolina at 12:30 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa, where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, a little bit of Zeppelin for you this afternoon. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola right now. We do a maybe you're just coming out of your office late afternoon, huh? Putting those hours in. We appreciate you letting us take the ride home with you today. Many things happening. Again, we're very excited about the SEC. Marcus Bishop, one of the big dogs of the SEC. He'll be joining us at 5:12 tomorrow afternoon. We're going to talk about the women's soccer tournament out at Ashton-Brosnahan, kicking up on the 3rd and going through the 10th. A lot of stuff we're going to carry. Marcus Bishop, 5:12 on News Radio 92.3.
All righty, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Luckily, it doesn't appear like there's too much going on the roads right now. So if you are dealing with problems, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for long. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 71 tomorrow. Another mostly sunny, maybe with some clouds here and there day. High of 82, low of 66.
Okay, are you glad the World Series is over?
Yes. I did not like the matchup to begin with, and the fact that it was so lopsided. Because, look, man, when you go down 3-0, I mean, come
on. It's hard, yeah.
It feels as good as over. Sure, so I'm just like, man, put the dog down. Let's get out of here.
Okay, Dodgers overcame a 5-run deficit to capture the World Series.
Fox TV on the call. L.A. pulled off the largest comeback in a World Series clinching game to claim the 8th championship in franchise history. The Dodgers defeated the New York Yankees 7-6 in Game 5 after trailing 5-0. L.A. benefited from 2 Yankee errors and some mental mistakes to score 5 unearned runs in that 5th inning. Freddie Freeman and Teoscar Hernandez each delivered 2-run base hits in the 5th. L.A. then took the lead for good on a Mookie Betts sacrifice fly in the 8th. Bob Mortally, Fox News.
See, he doesn't catch me now.
You're prepared.
I clued in on this guy, let me tell you.
Yeah. No, it is. It's the 8th World Series championship for the Dodgers. And it was. It was just a bummer. I told you earlier this week, Chris, if you're going to have 2 blue bloods in there, fine, whatever. But it needs to be one heck of a series, and that was not.
I'll tell you what the discussion's going to be during the offseason for MLB. It's going to be where in the world are the Tampa Bay Rays going to call home for the next couple of years?
That's a fair question.
That's we're talking Central Florida information here. I mean, they've got a real economic problem in terms of what the team brings to the community, the economic impact, and the packaging of sports teams for the Champion Bay area.
Yeah.
So anyway, that'll be a topic of conversation that they will definitely be looking at. Let me talk some SEC. You want to talk some SEC football?
We haven't done that this afternoon.
I just want to get your take on some of these games. Let's run them down real quick. The Gators at Georgia, and they're moving this game in 2026 to Atlanta, to the Mercedes-Benz facility. And then in 27, they're moving down to Raymond James in Tampa.
Yes.
Your take on the game.
Yeah, I mean,
Georgia. This is not starting very well, let me tell you.
No, I mean, because I was sitting here, I'm like, you know, yeah, it's Jacksonville, but it's always Jacksonville, you know, up until this point, at least. A lot of people will look at that and say, oh, well, it's in Florida, and so it's kind of favorite. It's like, no, Georgia travels infamously well, and they're the far better team. You know they're going to pack the stands. Give me the dogs by 17.
Okay, this is going to be a game I like. This is the Ole Miss Arkansas game.
Yeah, that's tricky. Ole Miss typically struggles in Fayetteville. I think it's a pretty narrow spread. I think Ole Miss is favored by 7. I'll say Arkansas covers the spread, but I'll take Ole Miss to win close.
Vandy at Auburn. Auburn's playing pretty well.
Yeah, I got this being a low scoring game. And I've got Auburn winning. I've got it being an upset. They caught some steam, stunning Kentucky on the road last week. So I hope they keep it rolling.
I hate the kind of games they throw in the middle of a schedule that really mean absolutely nothing.
I know exactly where you're going.
The Maine-Oklahoma game. Where in the world did that come from?
I think we're going to see what Bob Stoops' Sooners look like this weekend when they face Maine. The only problem is, can they look like that against anybody else?
I'm not through yet. Massachusetts at Mississippi State.
Yeah, if you were going to beat anyone on paper, it would be Mississippi State. They've only got one win this year, but UMass, it just was not meant to be.
Here comes a barn burner, Texas A&M at South Carolina.
Yeah, that is an upset alert and a half. I've got A&M winning, but they struggle.
Okay, and the last but not the least, of course, it is Kentucky versus Tennessee.
I don't know, that might be least. no, I'm just kidding. Kentucky, man, they have just really, they're down and out right now, and they're going to Knoxville. Give me the Vols big.
Okay, it's not SEC, but I'm going to throw it in there because you want to know. Right, Pensacola? Ice Flyers ready to rebound after Saturday's loss to Birmingham 5-2. The Ice Flyers are refocusing for games this weekend. They'll be in Roanoke tomorrow and Saturday night. Then they pack up and they go to Fayetteville for a Sunday game. That's brutal.
Yeah.
No, that's a brutal schedule. Anyway, West, next Pensacola home appearance, Saturday, November 9th against Knoxville, and they will do that in the Bay Center.
Speaking of brutalizations, several arrests were made in Los Angeles, and more are promised as vandalism and looting broke out after the Dodgers won over the New York Yankees. A Metro bus in Echo Park was covered in graffiti and then set on fire. Looters ransacked a Nike shoe store in downtown L.A., and police arrived on the scene while the looting was still going on, arrested several suspects, and investigators are reviewing security videos and high-definition footage from local TV news outfits of both incidents to identify additional suspects. Dude, you won. That would be inexcusable if you lost. You won in a gentleman sweep, and you're doing that?
My concern is Echo Park is not a very high-end location in Los Angeles. Mm. Why do people keep tearing down these small businesses in areas that are not economically developed? Or they're striving to become economic. Then they burn a bus in front of it, they riot it, and they tear down the stores.
If you're going to commit looting and vandalism, at least do it in a rich spot. Come on, what are we doing?
At least go to Century City.
Yeah.
Come on, pack up. Go to Rodeo.
Because that's just the information Chris and Austin are all about.
There you go.
All righty.
Wait. This is a perfect tie-in about the rich and the famous and the fact that people actually pay $5 for a regular cup of coffee still blows me away. But anyway, here's where this all comes from. Yes, there is a method to this madness. You're going to be able to fix your own coffee at Starbucks. Believe it or not, here's Fox's Jenny Casola.
Starbucks will get back to letting you add your own creamer and sweetener. The condiment bars are returning to cafes as part of the changes coming from new CEO Brian Nickel. Many coffee shops removed cream and sweetener stations during the COVID-19 pandemic. Most cafes still have baristas adding them to orders. Nickel says Starbucks' goal is to deliver drinks in 4 minutes or less. The company is also pledging not to raise prices over the coming year, though Nickel has pulled back on discounting, which he says was not bringing in more customers. Ginny Cosella, Fox News.
All righty, 6:45 here. I do want to, I had a texter drop in that said, referring to my joke about Oklahoma football, and it's hellish state today. He dropped in and said, Bob Stoops hasn't been with Oklahoma in quite some time. I am aware of that. I do want to make that clear. I'm aware that Bob Stoops has been gone for a long time. The joke was, they're killing to look like Bob Stoops is Oklahoma now. All righty, 6:45 here. But thanks for texting in. Thanks for listening. Because sometimes I do make mistakes, so please keep me in check here. 6:45 here, looking at the roads. We don't have many backups going on. If you are being held up on the roads wherever you may be, then it shouldn't be holding you up for too much longer. As for the weather, 76, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow it's going to be a high of 82 and a low of 66. Sunny for the most part, maybe partly cloudy at times.
Just remember, by golly, this is Halloween night. Slow it up. If you're going through the neighborhoods, treat it as if it were going through a school zone.
Yes,
20 miles absolutely. Per hour, no more than that. Make sure you look behind you before pulling out. Kids or anybody will walk behind the vehicle. Don't get into that one. Make sure you check 360 degrees around the car. And mostly, just be on the lookout for people everywhere in the streets. They're not thinking about cars. They're running, dashing from house to house. So be very cautious tonight. But I guess the most important thing out of this is just keep the speed down to under 20 miles per hour.
Absolutely right. And of course, you definitely have to worry about kids running out. But not only that, you'll see it at Walmart. If you're just driving across, these people have the right of way, when they're walking across the crosswalk. The problem is, it's one thing to have the right-of-way. It's another thing to blindly put your trust in a driver. Don't do that.
Absolutely. Also, Autism Pensacola inviting you to help make this Halloween fun for all of our children this year. When children come to your door with that blue pumpkin bucket, it means they are autism spectrum and may not respond to you the way other children do. Make them feel very comfortable.
Yeah.
And happy Halloween, everybody.
Absolutely. Also, maybe I can make your Halloween cheer a little bit better with Wall Street closing sharply lower. See, it's scary. All right. at the closing bell, the Dow fell by 378 points to 41,763. The S&P 500 dropped by 108 points to 5705. And the NASDAQ lost 512 points to 1895.
Okay, it's 548. News Radio 92.3. Talking about some scary stuff here.
Yeah.
Apple's intelligence is out. Fox is even brown all over it.
Fox on tech.
Apple intelligence is here, finally. Maybe. Well, not quite. Apple pushed its upgrade for iOS version 18.1 this week for iPhones. There's a corresponding update for iPads, too. And this is the first time Apple is offering some integration with its foray into artificial intelligence, and it's not much. Firstly, it will only be available to iPhone 15 and 16 models, and after you upgrade iOS, you need to request Apple Intelligence in settings, and there is a wait. And then you will need to download some hefty files to make it work. The first features are limited to improved proofreading, photo editing, and notification summaries. More AI is said to be coming with the next iOS upgrade. Aside from AI, Apple says everyone with older phones should upgrade too, because it will patch about 24 security flaws discovered in the software that runs the Safari-based web browsers. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown,
and
Fox News.
Okay, Evan, you knew all exactly what he was talking about, didn't you, Austin?
Of course.
He lost me at Apple.
Once you start thinking the technology or the fruit, you really get gets fuzzy.
One thing that I do recommend, make sure you do those updates.
Yeah.
You get the update, and you'll be pretty good if you do that.
Oh, for sure. Just about 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we've got mortgage rates hitting a certain percent up nearly how do I do this tease here? Mortgage rates basically increasing after an 18th month low, seen in mid-September. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, Milton voters. My name is Ashley Fretwell, and I am running for Milton City Council. I am a graduate of Milton High School and hold a bachelor's degree in nursing from the University of Alabama. With over 15 years in the medical field, I have learned what it means to be a leader, not a follower. Our council needs fresh ideas, integrity, and transparency. On Tuesday, November 5th, I ask that you vote for me, Ashley Fretwell, for a competent, caring, and committed Milton City Council.
Paid and approved by Ashley Fretwell, candidate for Milton City Council, Ward 4, Seat 1.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola right now. Boy, you bring back some memories on those songs.
Yeah, very diverse lineup here.
It really is. Okay, Halloween. How much did you spend this year? Did you spend a lot of money on your candy and the outfits at all?
I didn't.
Well, I'm just saying, how about you out there? How have you done this Halloween? Well, there's new data showing Americans spending more money on Halloween this year compared to last year. Lauren Hartkin from WBRC has more on the story.
The 2024 Halloween spending report by LendingTree shows overall Halloween spenders expect to shell out an average of $172 on things like activities, decorations, costumes, and of course, candy. That would mean a bag of candy worth $10 now is down by 3 cents from the previous month. UAB Economics Assistant Professor Ben Meadows says while you're saving a few cents, you are spending more than last Halloween.
If you're talking about from a year ago, candy is up by a little bit, 1.8%. But again, these are not really large numbers when you think about how small of a price candy is.
That same $10 bag of candy you're buying now would have cost $9.82 last year.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm seeing
it's a travesty.
I'm seeing B-roll, and it's so sad because I think we've all already kind of put this in the back of our minds. Hurricane Helene victims up there in North Carolina are still suffering. I mean, still having a real rough go at it. The Stars, here's a good piece of positive information that might help these folks out. The Stars aligned for a benefit performance for hurricane victims. Fox's Michelle Polino has more on the trending story.
Blake Shelton, Brittany Spencer, the Backstreet Boys, and more take part in a special benefit show to raise funds for victims of Hurricanes Milton and Helene. The United Way Worldwide and Paramount Global are behind the event that will air Saturday at 8 on CBS and TMT and stream live on Paramount Plus with Showtime.
Liar, liar, truck on fire, flame.
The special will include performances from Carly Pearce, Chris Jansen, Clay Aiken, and Tyler Hubbard, with special messages and appearances from Billy Bob Thornton, Billy Burke, Cedric the Entertainer, and more, the hurricanes combined caused an estimated $50 billion in damages. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this Halloween evening. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads. Of course, stay safe out there. We've already touched that or touched on that several times, but we're going to do it again. Be sure to stay safe. You never know when a kid can run out across the street or just pay. A lot of people don't pay the attention they should. So just make sure you do that tonight. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 66.
Okay. What's popular on the streaming services going on now? Here's the latest from Fox.
Fox 2.
I'm Michelle Polino. Martha lands on Netflix. The documentary sees Martha Stewart detail her account of her rise to the first female billionaire and subsequent fall after tax evasion charges. Also a Netflix time cut, a sci-fi slasher film in which Madison Bailey stars as a high school student and amateur inventor, Lucy Field, who travels back to the year 2003 when a mysterious killer stalked and murdered her sister. And Manhattan Alien Abduction is a debut docuseries exploring the infamous story of New York housewife Linda Napolitano, who claimed she was abducted by aliens and transported in a UFO over Manhattan in November 1989. And on Disney Plus, Wizards Beyond Waverly Place is the debut live-action comedy series following up on Disney Channel's Wizards of Waverly Place. David Henry reprises his role as Justin Russo, who takes on a powerful young wizard as a new protege. That's Fox 2 on Fox News.
All righty, very nice. Also, let's get a touch on this because I had tried and failed to tease it this earlier. Mortgage rates hit 7% this week, up nearly 1 percentage point from the 18th month low seen in mid-September. On a $3,000 a month budget, a home buyer can afford a $442,000 home with a 7% mortgage rate. 7% is the daily average of that's a daily average 30-year fixed rate as of October 28th, and that buyer has lost $33,000 in purchasing power over the last 6 weeks. That's the lowest level since February of last year.
Okay, 657 right now. Boy, the afternoon just slipped by, didn't it?
Yeah.
Grant money going out here. Some going to the University of West Florida Historic Trust. The nonprofit organization received gifts of $110,000. This was from the Macmillan family, $400,000 from Barbara Groggins and her estate to enhance the train exhibition down at the Museum of Industry. Have you seen that exhibition down there?
I don't believe so.
Very cool. If you get a chance to go there, they've got these great old locomotives and just a piece of Americana panorama. It'll take you back. It'll take you back a few years. And anyway, more grants going out. In fact, $35,000 from the Florida Division of Historical Resources to preserve and commemorate the lost 19th century African American cemetery in Miraflores Park. The park potentially contains the bodies of African Americans who lived there in the 1880s. Just a couple of cultural things going on around here.
Absolutely. And speaking of impacts on this local area, Ottoman buyers rejoice. Big Lots being sold to Nexus Capital Management, the discount retail chain, filed for bankruptcy earlier this year, of course, but it was recently sold for $765 million, and Nexus Capital also has ties to Dollar Shave Club, Tom's, many other retail stuff like that. It's expected to take over Big Lots stores in December.
Okay, if you're an SSI, Social Security recipient, you could potentially receive 3 Social Security checks next month. This is thanks to a calendar quirk. Social Security recipients will see a slight bump of 2.5% beginning in January. This is thanks to a cost of living adjustment. Not many of the retirees are very smiling about this low, embarrassing figure of 2.5%. And why do I say that? Because it is the smallest rise since 2021, and it doesn't even meet the standards for having to pay your bills type stuff.
Yeah, and also SNL got some news on that. Its 50th season, continuing with back-to-back shows in November. On November 9th, Bill Burr returns as host for the second time with MKG as musical guest. In addition, on November 16th, singer Charlie XCX, she's going to do a double duty as both the host and musical guest. And, of course, the show returns this Saturday with comedian John Mulaney as host and musical guest Chapel Roan.
Okay, who's X, Charlie X or X?
Charlie XCX. She's a singer.
But what does she sing?
That's the thing. I can't think of a song off the top of my head, Fire. But I know she is a musical artist that I am familiar with.
Okay. Blues Homecoming Air Show featuring the Blues and Thunderbirds. Take to the skies tomorrow. Gates open at 8. Get there early or you'll be late.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.